This is Doug Heller interviewing Paul Stankard on June 9th, 2006. We're sitting in my living room at 420 West 14th Street, which is above the gallery, Heller Gallery, where we represent Paul's work. And this interview is being conducted for the Archives of American Art, the Smithsonian Institution, and this is Disc 1. So, Paul, you and I have known each other for quite a long time. We'll use the questions here as an outline, but of course I think it's important that you feel free to address issues that you feel are important in addition to what the questions may
be. Sure.
First question is, when and where were you born?
Well, first, Doug, I'd like to say thank you for hosting me and interviewing me for the museum. It sounds pretty exciting. I was born in North Attleboro, Massachusetts, born in April 7th, 1943, and had a happy childhood. In North Attleboro, we were in a rural setting, dairy farms, and it was just, I think, it was nice growing up in the country.
Now, Paul, do you come from a large family?
I'm second oldest of eight children. My dad was a chemist. My father, his claim to fame was he was the first Stankard educated with a college education, which was interesting. My family came from Ireland in 1843, and they were Masons. And my dad, my grandfather had a company in Waltham, Massachusetts. My dad worked summers for him and went off to college. And so it was an interesting, I come from a Irish Catholic background, working class. My dad, as a chemist, achieved certain level of professional stature, but
now you, when you say Masons, you mean stoneworkers?
Stoneworkers, yeah,
right.
Bricklayers,
mm-hmm. People who work, craftsmen who work
right
there.
Yeah,
hands.
And it's interesting because my mother's, my grandfather, who I love dearly, Philip McGivney, he was an engraver, and he lived to be 87, and I used to go in his room and he would draw Art Nouveau figures, and he would, a very creative person.
So was this fine art engraving?
No, it was commercial, you know.
Illustration?
Yeah, no, precious metals. He would engrave initials on spoons, you know, utensils. He would personalize mirrors. It was North Attleboro had a very successful jewelry. It was the jewelry capital of the country. Providence, Rhode Island, and splashed over into North Attleboro. So there were a lot of silver plating companies. And my dad, my grandfather would engrave the brush, you know, the commercial,
personalized things.
Right. Things.
Now, your father going to college was a big departure then. What,
yeah, that was a
what
big,
motivated that?
Well, I think, my dad was a smart, you know, he was pretty intelligent, and I think the family was delighted to think that they could send one of the, my grandfather must have been delighted to think that one of his children would go to college. So my father went to Holy Cross, which was a good school, and Waltham, Massachusetts.
So did your father going to college then shape his interests and hopes for all of his children, your siblings?
Actually, yes, a very good question, Doug, because education was promoted in a very, very enthusiastic way in the household. You know, we were all expected to be educated people. And my mother was a graduated from Elmira College in Elmira, New York State. And it was interesting because at the time, in the 1920s, Elmira was a Presbyterian women's college.